This is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Roy Blunt Jr., Charlie Pierce, and Amy Dickinson. And here again is your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. In just a minute, Carl and a listener will review the news in five-line rhyming verse. If you'd like to play the Listener Limerick Challenge, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Charlie, back to John McCain for a moment. This week, McCain made a play for, quote, disaffected Hillary supporters, unquote, by bragging on his official campaign blog that he is a huge supporter of what?
Climbing Mount Everest. He had the wrong Hillary.
Oh.
Thank you. I'd like to thank the old folks in the audience for that. That was very kind. Run that by me again, Peter, because because while you were saying it, I was telling a very unsuccessful joke.
I understand. John McCain has a blog, which is actually very entertaining on his website.
Yeah, it's great.
Very freewheeling.
It's written in Sumerian.
It's cool. And it says, one entry early this week says, attention, disaffected Hillary supporters. Did you know that John McCain is a big supporter of what?
Wow. I mean, I know he had problems with the golf balls on his website this week.
This is actually something we have reported on this show, this fact about John McCain. I'll give you a hint. It's fair because it's apropos because he wants them to take a chance on me.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. That's right. He's a very big ABBA fan.
He is a huge fan
of
ABBA.
Yeah, that's right. I did see that.
This is not the first time, as we have reported, that John McCain has bragged of his affinity for the Swedish supergroup. However, the DJs at an Arizona radio station on Monday were surprised when the senator called in and during their chat mentioned that he loves ABBA. He asked them, quote, if it was old-fashioned to like ABBA. And they assured him it was not.
No, it's just... It's
oh,
just
no,
lame.
No. No, Senator, it's great. It's terrific. And you look good. You do.
And those women are in their 70s or 80s by now,
go.
Too.
It's true.
I mean...
He does. He likes to play... John McCain told the DJs that... that he likes to play the song Take a Chance on Me to pump himself up before he goes on stage to do events. And this story was then linked to in the blog, and it was a shout-out to these Hillary supporters. The question is, you know, why would he do this? Is it that it's like McCain's people thought his courage to admit that he, a straight man, liked ABBA would gain him the affection of Hillary's many female supporters? He also said on the blog that on days he feels dumpy and down, he likes to put on his fat pants and eat a whole quart of Häagen-Dazs. Maybe... Amy.
No. Don't look at me.
Amy, we've heard a lot of whining about how much corporate CEOs are getting paid these days. Well, the Wall Street Journal reported this week that some CEOs have contracts that will pay them hundreds of millions of dollars more, in some cases, even if they do what?
Even if they leave the company?
Nope.
They'll be leaving...
They'll be leaving the company of almost everyone.
They'll be leave... Die?
Yes.
No.
If they die. Huh. The Journal reported that many CEOs are writing massive death benefits into their contracts.
Wow.
But the problem is, usually they justify these massive payments to the CEOs because, well, they're increasing shareholder value. That's hard to justify for someone who's dead, so it takes some creativity. For example, the CEO of Shaw Group Incorporated is in line to be paid $17 million for not competing with the engineering and construction company after he dies.
It's the ultimate non-compete.
Yeah.
Poison pill, if you will.
This is good.
But I can also be sure he's not coming back.
So. Yeah. Well, another CEO of a Texas oil company will get a $158,000 payment that's listed in his contract as a posthumous car allowance.
You know that joke about the guy who's... was too busy to go to his father's funeral, his rich brother, and he called a poor brother back home and said, I can't come to the funeral. Could you just organize everything? But I'll pay for the whole thing. Just send me a bill. And the poor brother said, all right, okay. So the rich brother gets a big, huge bill 1 month and pays it right away. Second month, he gets another bill for $480 and pays it right away. Third month, every month he's getting a bill for $480, and so he called up the poor brother and said, "Listen, I'm getting explain this bill I get every month." And he And the poor brother said, well, you said you want to do everything first class. I rented him a tux.
Okay.
All right. I didn't mean for it to go on that long.